Hello, welcome back to the Defined Startup Podcast. I'm your host, Curtis Anderton. Today is a random episode. I really enjoy interviewing founders and CEOs, and it has been a huge learning curve for me, and I'm really enjoying it. But I thought today would be really interesting to just kind of go over some random things in my life, some things that I'm learning from the podcast, as well as maybe some tips and tricks along the way. So we're going to wing it a little bit here. But I wanted to create something to add a little bit of extra content to the podcast, as well as for the listeners out there who don't know me, to learn a little bit more about myself. So right now, I am currently working on the podcast and focusing on growth. I would like to get more listeners to the podcast so that we can reach more people, as well as reach more guests for the show. Right now, basically how I'm getting my guests is I am emailing like hundreds of people a week and requesting interviews. Lately, I have been trying to focus on a little bit of bigger names and people with a bit more of reach, so it has been a little bit more challenging, which makes it a lot more fun for me. So we'll see how that goes, but on the horizon, we've got some really great interviews coming up with strength and conditioning coaches. We've got a world-renowned speaker coming in who spoke at NASA. Gave a keynote speech at NASA. So I'm very excited for that. Right now, I am obsessed with networking. If you follow me on Instagram at Mr. Curtis Anderton, you probably have seen a little bit of content about that. I just find it so fascinating connecting with a human being, and it's so important with business. So through this podcast, as well as learning about speaking and communicating, I'm learning about networking with others and making friendships online, offline. And it's fascinating. So some things that I found that have been very helpful for that is do a little bit of research on the person, find out what makes them tick, maybe some hobbies, and connect with them on that level. Talk about them, figure out, just ask questions about them before you talk about yourself at all. Another thing is try to create value for that person. So an example for that would be, for me in cases, I'll approach a founder and just say, hey, I'd love to have you on my podcast. I'll be promoting you through my email list and my Facebook and my Instagram, and it's really promoting them as well as providing content for me. So I'm trying to give to them. Another thing I like to do is ask them, like, what can I do for you? And this sounds weird for some people. Like, I'm not going to go up to a random person and say, hey, what can I do for you? But it's important. And some people will find it maybe weird, whatever though. Some people are going to find it very valuable and be thankful for it. So an example of that is I emailed somebody named Lewis Howes. He is a big podcaster and successful entrepreneur. And I just messaged him and said, hello, really love what you're doing. Is there anything I can do for you? And he responded back like immediately, which is pretty cool to be able to connect with that person. And he asked if I could review his podcast for him and share his content just to help promote and reach more people. And so I did and responded back, and he was grateful. And That's that. I started a connection, I started a conversation, and hopefully in a few months down the road, a month down the road, with a little bit of patience, I'll get him on the podcast as well. So it's been really interesting doing that, as well as connecting with John Lee Dumez, which you guys have seen if you've listened to my last episode, was just so much fun and very meaningful for me. Another thing that I'm currently obsessed with is my Batman mug. I got a Batman mug. I'm so excited for it. I drink it almost, or use it every morning when I'm drinking my coffee, and it's pretty great. I also have a Superman Man of Steel mug, and so these things sit side by side on my shelf, and I am pretty excited about it. So those superhero fanatics out there, yeah, be jealous. This podcasting thing has been super interesting. I love it, and if you guys want a challenge to learn about yourself, which is really, in the end, a huge important part of life is figuring yourself out a little bit. I do believe that we all already know who we are and we don't need to go and look for ourselves. But I think that you just continually learn more about yourself as you go on and figure out your superpowers and what you're gifted at and what you're there to serve other people with. And I've really been finding that recording myself speak, I have learned a ton about myself. It sounds weird, but I think that it would be very valuable practice or I don't know what you'd want to call it, but try recording your voice, whether it's phone calls, whether it's coffee hangout sessions with your buddies. Record your voice, record your conversations, and you'll learn a ton about yourself, how you communicate, weird words that you use that aren't necessary, verbal tics, like I just said, You'll see those things, learn to be able to get rid of them, become a better communicator, as well as you'll find like, oh man, I talk too much. And that's important to learn. Like, if you're talking too much with people, settle down a little bit. And I'm completely guilty of that very often. I find myself talking people's ear off about something I'm passionate about, when it's important to take a step back and listen for a while. And that's something I'm constantly learning, but I've learned that especially through podcasting. Focusing on the other person, asking questions to learn more about their lives. And yeah, so give it a shot. There's apps on the app stores that you can actually get to record phone calls, which is handy for a bunch of reasons. But go back and listen to your phone call. It's definitely an interesting thing. And I've become a lot more confident in who I am and how I communicate through these podcasts. Something that I would love to mix up a little bit with the podcast is who I'm interviewing. I really enjoy networking, like I've mentioned multiple times already. So I would love to talk to successful people about how they network, how they meet, make friends, make business connections. It's fascinating, and I love learning about it. So yeah, we'll see where that goes, but I'm really hoping that it continually opened doors for new guests on the show and making some new friends. So another couple random pieces about me and my plans for 2017 is I would love to be able to connect and interview over 100 people this year. I am at, technically I posted episode 10, but I have around 15 or 16 recorded episodes. So I would love to be able to reach 100 interviews by the end of 2017, which I think is pretty realistic if I work hard at it. And that is a huge part of learning for me, is talking to 100 smart business people about how they do business. And I know I'm going to learn a ton from that. So I'm excited. And I hope you guys are as well. Another thing for the podcast goal wise is I would love to be able to reach 5,000 downloads per episode and have 5,000 unique visitors that continually follow my show. So that is another goal for this year, which I'm learning about marketing and sharing and cross-marketing and all these different things through connecting with other entrepreneurs and podcasters. My first major goal of 2017 that I'm crushing tomorrow, actually, on the 22nd, is I'm running my very first half marathon. So that has been exciting, and I've been planning to do that since last summer. So we will see how that goes. I feel like I'm ready, and it's going to be a beautiful day, so I am excited. And I hope it goes well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I really love health and fitness. And so a marathon or half marathon is really exciting for me that I get to do that. And yeah, let's see. So what else was I going to mention on the show that I wanted to talk a little bit about? I am considering going into Toastmasters. That is something I would like to do as well. It'd be beneficial for the podcast and how I communicate, as well as I would love to do some public speaking in the future. And I'm just said it out loud, so now I have to do it. So that's another reason I wanted to mention it. Yeah, so if you guys have any questions or feedback for the show, I really want to hear them. It's important to me, and some people might be like, you know what, I have this little idea, but I'm not going to mention it because I don't want to be hassle. I want you to tell me. I want you guys to tell me, like, hey, that question's weird. I didn't learn anything from it. Or you talk too much. Or just let me know your feedback. It's important to me, and it helps create the show. Like, if you guys want to hear more talk about numbers, more talk about growth, whatever, let me know, and I'll incorporate it and incorporate you into the show somehow. I'd love to name drop and mention some people if you want to. I'm not going to just throw names around if you don't want me to. But yeah, and the feedback I've received so far has been wonderful. So I've had feedback about wanting shorter episodes. And so how I've done that is I do some 10, 15-minute episodes. And then I've also had a lot of feedback saying I want longer episodes. So that's where you see the 25-minute episodes. I would like to mix around with trying to get like a 40-minute episode in. I love longer podcasts, so that would be really, really fun to do. As well as, guys, I'm starting to do this every show now. But on my email list, which if you're not a part of, you need to go make sure you are. So go to Medium, actually go into the show notes here, and you'll be able to sign up for my newsletter. If you just double tap on the picture to this podcast, wherever you are, or just look at the information, you'll see a link you can click on and sign up for the podcast newsletter. And you'll actually receive every new episode, as well as any special features or sneak peeks that I'm doing. And the important thing, though, is if you're wanting to save some time, I'm going to be, as a recommendation from my buddy Austin, he wants to see kind of like bullet points of like the three most valuable things I learned in the podcast and just write it out in the email. So that way you can get the email, see the three most important things that we covered. And if you think it's interesting and you want to learn more, you can listen, or you can take it right there and you learned the most important lessons of the podcast. So if that's interesting to you and you want to hear that, then I suggest that you guys go sign up to the email list. If you can't find the link in the description and your phone's being weird, you can just Google the Define Startup Show. And on medium.com, I have all of my show notes, and you can go into any of my blog posts, and at the very bottom, you can just punch in your email and you'll receive updates and emails from me. So yeah. Also, make sure you guys go follow all the social medias, Instagram at Mr. Curtis Anderton, Facebook at Define Startup Podcast, and everywhere else at the Define Startup Show, you can find us. So yeah, I am very excited for this year. And I really hope that you guys are enjoying the show. And I thank you so much for the engagement and the feedback. I really appreciate you guys. It means the world to me. And I am very, very excited for the future of the show and what will come of it. So stay tuned, guys. Got some announcements and some fun things coming revolving around some friends and I with business and family and just exciting things. So yeah, have a wonderful day, you guys. Know that you are valued by me. You're a wonderful person, and I know that you're working so hard to get through this crazy life, and just hold in on there. It's gonna get better, I promise. I'm seeing that more and more. Stay positive, and remember, you have what it takes. Bless you today, and bless somebody else today. Even if it's in your head, just say, I wish that person a good day, and you'll see your day turn around. So thank you for tuning in. You're the best. I love you guys. Catch you in the next one.